Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings and welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Former Baldwin Wallace cornerback and NFL prospect Anthony Kendall is on the line for an interview today. Anthony, how are you doing?
Man, thank you for having me. I'm doing great, Isaac. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Fired up anytime I can get a draft prospect on the interview, and a lot of fans out there love these types of interviews so they can learn more about you and what you're about. So, Anthony, let's start from base one, okay? You started your college career there, Baldwin Wallace University. It's a D3 school located in Berea, Ohio. I saw that you were a multi-sport athlete coming out of Florida, all right? So what's the backstory on you attending Baldwin Wallace?
Man, so, you know, coming out of high school, I was a late bloomer. Didn't really get too many looks from, you know, D1, D2 schools. And Baldwin Wallace had actually came down and visited me at my high school, River Ridge. And so, you know, in high school, I was a multi-sport athlete, like you said. Did track, weightlifting, basketball, football. And so they took a chance on me, man. I took a visit up and saw the campus and I fell in love, man. It felt like a place I could call home away from home, you know, being 17 hours away. It definitely was a risk, but I saw the campus, I saw the football team, and it was really close-knit, and I felt like I could make a name for myself at the school.
Going from Florida, right, where the temperature's a little bit warmer, going all the way out to Berea, Ohio, when it's frigid temperature, what was that transition like for you, man?
Man, it was like a movie, man. I remember the first time I seen snow with my buddy Jason. He was my roommate at the time, and it's crazy to think, you know, not being from the area, you know, experiencing that. It was cool, man. And I knew that going to college, I wanted to experience something new. So it was definitely a great opportunity. And I'm glad I made the trip.
Tell us about the football program there. I know your head coach, Jim Hilvert, he's been there for quite a bit. How has he played a role in your development?
Man, shout out to Coach Hilvert, man. He's a guy who embodies BW grit. You know, he's a guy wakes up 4 a.m. without an alarm clock. He's up in the weight room before anybody's even there and full on sweat going. And so he gets the team jacked up, man. And playing for a guy like that, you know, you'll do anything for him. And he puts you out on the field and he believes in you. And so, you know, it just made it that much better to play for a guy like that. I can definitely contest that he's believing in me as well as my teammates. And it's gone a long way. And I can't think of a person, you know, who has a negative thing to say about him.
So you're at this point where you've already played, you know, your college career there at Baldwin Wallace, D3. Anthony, you talked about being a late bloomer, right? But I'd imagine a player such as your caliber, have you always had that ambition to get to the NFL?
Man, since I was the age of 6, I can remember back when I was playing Little League, man, and just being the underdog and always being undersized, people kind of wrote me off. And so my dad always taught me, you know, hard work pays off. And it's not the size of the dog, you know, it's the heart in them. So it really motivated me every day, you know, to not take anything for granted. Hard work pays off. And it motivated me to where I'm at right now, you know, to want to be the best at whatever I do. And so being told that, you know, if you're that guy, man, if you can play, they'll find you anywhere. And so I didn't hesitate staying with the team, man. I made the right decision, you know, and looking back on it, man, I'm really excited of what's to come and what's happened so far.
Well, I'm glad you brought that part of it up, because draft weekend every year, I don't know if you're familiar with it, Anthony, but on NFL Network, they get to day three and there's these prospects that get taken, and they have a segment called Stump the Truck where players get drafted and they're like, man, we've never heard of that school before. And so they have all these highlight reels of players and prospects. And so they're trying to figure out like, man, this guy got picked. Do we even have highlights of him? And so you come in from Baldwin Wallace, you know, and God willing, right, if you do hear your name called on day three or whenever it is, and even if you don't, man, maybe it's undrafted free agency. You don't know what's up ahead for you, but I think it's just cool, man, that you're a guy that's coming from a D3. You remain humble. You continue to work hard. You kept that NFL dream up. So you're somebody that a lot of people look up to, man.
Man, I really appreciate that, you know, and I don't take that lightly, because, you know, I'm the oldest of three. I try to be the best role model I can for my three younger brothers, man, and they're my true motivators when it comes to me going and being away so far. You know, I'm trying to keep that positive role model and just lead by example. So, you know, like I said, man, going to D3 school and just trying to put BW on the map, so to speak, and just, you know, giving hope to these players who, you know, at all divisions, man, you know, if hard work, you know, pays off, and if you continue to just stick your head down, take it day by day, you know, good things can happen.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Anthony, you were quite the stud on the field. You were named an All-American as a senior, 56 tackles, one sack, three interceptions, a forced fumble in 10 games for the Yellow Jackets. 7-3 season I saw, so it looked like it was a pretty successful campaign. How would you describe your playing style as a cornerback?
Man, so, you know, my playing style, I would say, is very versatile. Freshman year, I came in. Coach got me onto the field as a nickelback, playing with the varsity, you know, senior starters. I transitioned to corner my sophomore year, and then I made another transition to free safety. And so that versatility I bring at cornerback, knowing different coverages and different positions, I add a lot of value to just, you know, being able to come up and make big hits as well as dropping in coverages and playing the ball. I think I'm very versatile in that aspect. That's what sets me apart from other cornerbacks.
Big hits. I like that you brought that up, Anthony. Open field tackling is important in the NFL, and it's a coveted trait that teams look for in a cornerback. Is that something that you take pride in?
I take a lot of pride in it, man, especially being undersized. I used to be an ankle biter in the little league, so now that I got my size to me, you know, I take a lot of pride in being able to go ahead and make those sure tackles and nice hits, because, you know, I wasn't always able to do that at a young age.
Absolutely, man. Hey, you know what? As you said, it's not about the size of the dog. It's about the size of the fight in the dog, and something that you look like you're hanging your hat on that. And 5'10", 180 pounds. And so now we're going to segue into your impressive pro day, Anthony, that really has put you on the radar. 4.44 40-yard dash, 39.5-inch vertical, 21 reps on bench, 11.1 broad jump. Some of those numbers would put you atop the list of NFL combine participants at your position. How do you feel about your performance?
Man, it's humbling, man, to see my name out there in comparison to the guys who attended the NFL combine. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, my hard work is coming to the light. And it's getting in the eyes of people, you know, who matter. And so I take, you know, a lot of credit, and I want to give a lot of credit to the people who've been around me, who've helped me. Shout out to Coach Coleman. I actually trained with him for 2 months before the pro day at Gamespeed Performance Academy over in Solon, Ohio. If you are in the area in Cleveland, you're not working with him, go work with him, man. He's the best. But I just, you know, I take a lot of pride in my hard work, and every day, you know, I'm always trying to get better. And so the numbers, you know, they're cool and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm glad that it's been shown to light. But, you know, I'm trying to get on that field. So whatever team, you know, is trying to give me opportunity, best believe I'm going to give it to you.
Love it, man. I've heard from a source that I work with closely. There's a lot of teams already in on you, Anthony. Browns, Cardinals, Cowboys, Rams, Dolphins. And I'm sure during this pre-draft process, you've heard from some scouts. Have you been?
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Been contact with teams in recent weeks, and how has that process played out for you?
Yeah, so Cleveland Browns, actually, right next door, they've been showing me a lot of love, man, being very friendly and transparent with the whole process and trying to just get me acclimated to how it works, as well as the Miami Dolphins. But, you know, the Cleveland Browns sat me in a room. We talked X's and O's and just getting them my personal background story. So it was nice to see, you know, the NFL scouts interested in a guy like me, and it was very humbling, and I'm grateful.
What have you been telling those scouts, Anthony, about your ability to play in all defensive schemes?
Man, I've just been telling them my versatility, man, my competitive nature, my willingness to want to learn, and just the hunger to be out there, man, not taking any reps off. You know, I want a team to know that, you know, you're getting somebody who's not only a ball player, but a high character guy, somebody who has integrity and wants to show up every day and give it 110%.
How willing are you to be an impact player on special teams, Anthony? That's a big part for a lot of rookies, first, second-year players. They kind of become a special teams ace, and that's what gets that foot in the door. Are you pretty open to becoming that type of player?
Man, 100%, man. I pride myself in special teams because special teams, you know, produces special plays, and that's the difference between, you know, winning games nowadays. And so I pride myself on that, man, being a gunner, somebody who can go and make a big hit, make a tackle, make a game-altering play, lock a punt. You know, all sides of the field, man, I feel that I would be a benefit. So I would definitely be open to any of that.
What traits and leadership skills do you bring to the table?
And my leadership skills consist of leading by example, my hard work, said earlier, man, not taking any reps off and staying humble and staying true to myself, you know, taking it day by day. You know, at any moment, you know, it could be taken away from you. And so I realized that. And so just staying down and showing my teammates, you know, that, you know, I'm there for them and that they can trust me on and off the field, it goes a long way.
Absolutely. Anthony, there are only 6 D3 players in the NFL right now. What makes you believe that you can become the next D3 prospect to succeed at the next level?
Man, my hunger. My hunger, man. And I believe that, you know, my hard work and the way I play, how versatile I am with the game and just being able to be coached. I think that playing at the next level, you know, I could fight for a spot and make a name for myself out there. I think that the numbers speak for themselves. Going along with that, man, my football IQ, being able to read coverages and being able to be put in an organization where I'll be able to pick up the playbook in a timely fashion. And, you know, adding value to an organization, man. I don't want to go nowhere and just, you know, be on the practice squad. I'm going there to play. And so I want anybody to know that.
You know very well, Anthony, that putting in work on the field in the training room is very important, but also watching film as well. What type of study habits do you have in that film room? And how do you use the tape to learn your opponent and to increase your own skill set?
Yeah, man. So from the day after Saturday, on Sunday, when we get that scouting report, you know, film study starts then. You know, I'm dissecting the wide receiver's alignment. I'm dissecting the offensive schemes, the motions, the quarterback reads, the body language, you know, and it goes all the way down to the T, man, and just watching the game film from the opponents and really just trying to figure out how I can enhance my game of play and just be that step quicker than, you know, reading the plays that are going to happen. Film study is very important. You know, it gives you, it's basically like the cheat code to the test, you know?
Right.
And then, so, you know, it helps out a lot, man. I take a lot of pride, you know, our team do a lot of film study, you know, and we do DB individual meetings personally with just within our group. And so it helps out a lot to make everyone be on the same page because we do installs. And so depending on the team, you know, we have different schemes. And so, yeah, the film study definitely is a key factor in all of that.
Is there a current or former NFL cornerback that you model your game after at all?
And Jair Alexander for the Green Bay Packers, man, he's a dog. And I think that, you know, I'm a guy that resembles how he plays.
Yeah, an all-pro corner in the NFL. One player that comes to mind, I don't know why, Anthony, one corner, I've seen limited film on you and I've seen your intangibles and your height. How about Courtland Finnegan?
Courtland Finnegan, hey, I respect that comparison. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, man, because that dude was a dog on the field, man. He was always competing at the highest level. And, of course, he's known for that big brawl with Andre Johnson. And he just always played with so much fire. And so that's the type of player I guess I can envision you being at the next level.
I appreciate that, man. That's a heck of a compliment.
All right, Anthony. So, you know, you've been out there in Berea, Ohio, and I'm sure there's people that listen to the podcast that may live in Ohio as well, but I'm from Texas, man, so you got to help me out. Over there, since you've been in college, tell me some foods, man. What's up over there? What do you do out there?
Man, so, you know, you got to stop by Zanzibar. That's a good soul food place. And, you know, I've been eating around, you know, Mabel's barbecue spot over downtown Cleveland is very good, man. The ribs to die for, honestly. And those are the two right there, I would say, my go-tos if you ever come to visit.
All right, man. I'm going to make note of that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I may find myself going out to Ohio, and I'm going to remember what you told me, Anthony. And they better not disappoint me, man.
Oh, nah. Trust me. They won't. And you let me know how it is.
All right, for sure. Now, I have to ask you this, because you've been there. Have you attended any Cleveland Browns football games there?
Actually did when they versus Baltimore, actually. So that was my first game, and it was pretty exciting, man. That dog pound of Cleveland, they stand behind, you know, the Browns, man. I respect the culture around here, man. It, even after losing seasons, you know what I'm saying, they're loyal to their team, and you can respect that.
Well, I'm just gonna put this out there. If for some reason you end up with the Cleveland Browns and you're there at the stadium and you're a football player for the team running on the field, I'm just going to say right now, Anthony, I'm sure that's going to be a really cool moment for you, because you're going to be able to say, man, I was in those bleachers not too long ago. Now I'm playing for the team.
Man, a dream come true is what it would be, man. And it would be humbling. And I would just say, you know, it would be a blessing. And, you know, it don't stop there. You know, whatever team or organization takes a chance on me, you know, they will be satisfied, to say the least.
As we close out the interview, a lot of NFL executives, coaches, players, follow my page in the podcast, and the NFL draft rapidly approaching. Tell us why an NFL team should take a chance on you.
And I'm a diamond in the rough. I'm a dog. I've worked for everything that I've had in life. You know, I understand that nothing comes easy. I'm a guy who's going to work hard day in and day out. And you're going to get your money's worth when you come and, you know, take a chance on me. I'm not a guy, you know, that you got to worry about off the field. I'm a high character guy with a lot of integrity. And, you know, you're a guy who's not only going to add value to the organization on the field, but off the field.
That's well said right there. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that's Baldwin Wallace cornerback Anthony Kendall, who joined the podcast today for an interview. Anthony, man, I really enjoyed sitting down talking with you, X's and O's, your journey, your story. Keep up the good work, man. Know that, hey, when things are tough, when things don't look optimistic, know that God's got a plan. Stay grinded, stay loyal, stay humble. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing what's next for you, brother.
Man, thank you so much for having me, man. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and you stay blessed.
All right, same to you, man. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, sir. You do the same.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.